Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rob Jollis is here, too, because we're going to learn some stuff. We always do when Rob joins us. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the author of a number of books, including The Way of the Road Warrior, including Customer-Centered Selling, including seminars and workshops. He's one of our top salesmanship experts in the Brain Trust. He's our good friend, Rob. Welcome back, and happy Hanukkah.
Thanks. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. What you got on your mind today?
Well, you know, I didn't have a topic till last night, and I went to a...
That works.
Well, I was looking, and I went to a party last night, and one of the people at the party kind of came at me like a torpedo and sort of shook her finger at me and said, you're the sales training guy. You know, I just don't like salespeople.
Wow.
And that was okay. And actually, it mutated to very quickly, I'm just not cut out for sales. I never really understood it. And,
whoa.
You know, and that's a whole lot better than I don't like them.
Right.
But it brings up a really nice topic. And let's look at the glass half full for a second. It brings up the topic of really explaining to people who are listening to you why selling is a really good thing to do. I'm not saying pick it as a career. I'm saying don't be concerned when you have to exercise that muscle, sort of the value of it.
Well, Rob, we were a little late getting you on the phone. You didn't hear my opening observation, but what I said was every single organization on the planet, I don't care if it's a government, I don't care if it's the Red Cross, I don't care if it's the local church or your synagogue, I don't care what the organization is, commercial organizations, Wall Street, Main Street, I don't care. If you actually have human beings who need to eat and clothe themselves and you have goals, you want to do things, which means that you consume things and you create things, if all that's true, every organization on the planet is a sales organization.
Absolutely. I think the first thing we need to do, and we'll use our time preciously today, the first thing we need to do is understand why it gets a bad rap. Then let's remove that, and then let's talk about doing it right. And I think it gets a bad rap because from a very young age, sort of like the government, we're 16 years old, we're on wobbly legs, we go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, and we meet the government. And we go, huh. And then we meet the IRS, and we go, huh. It doesn't really mean that our government is bad. It means, unfortunately, our first touches aren't typically really great. It's the same with sales. I work with Toyota and some of the automobile industries, so I won't beat them up. But we go for our first car, and we're vulnerable on that car lot, particularly on the used car lot. And we go, oh, boy, sales, I could never do that, and I question the ethics of it. But it doesn't mean that all salespeople are bad, just like lawyers. Lawyers get beat up all the time. I still think we need people that know how to interpret the law, but there's some that do it well and some that don't do it well. We need people to help us with decisions, problem solve, consult. There's some that do it well and some that don't do it well.
I think that's the
first hurdle we need to get over.
Do you think one of the problems we got, though, see, I still believe, Rob, that there's still a conversion going on between 20th century selling and 21st century selling. And I think we still have the customers didn't have to get it because they are the change. They are what has changed, what customers want, how they want it. All that's changed. Don't you think there's still an awful lot of people out there who, number one, were of the old school, and they haven't evolved into the 21st century with their selling skills? Or we've got new people who are brand new salespeople who haven't received 21st century sales training. What do you think?
Absolutely. And you know, we hope between you and I, we could stamp that out.
Oh, yeah.
But it's tough because, you know, it's funny. There's an irony. Some of it hasn't changed. Just listening to people and asking questions is not a 21st century concept. However, What has changed is the concept of I'm going to get in there and give a pitch.
Right.
The word pitch is like a four-letter word to me. When I hear
or
clients
spiel,
can you help us with
word.
Our pitch, it drives me nuts.
Or the word spiel. I hate it when people say, why don't you give us your spiel?
Right. Pitch and spiel
that.
Mean don't ask us any questions. Don't learn about our organizations. For goodness sakes, don't problem solve and show us something we don't know. Just bury us with your features, benefits, and solution.
Right.
And that's a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to change. And buyers, I think, are creating change there, because if you don't change, you're the first one escorted out of the office.
I think the thing that I've decided, and I've been road testing this with some of the folks that I work with, Rob, and that is that the things that I learned, and you and I both learned at Xerox many years ago, those things are all still valid. I still think you have to close people.
Mm-hmm.
I still think you have to probe for the information you need. I still think you have to listen to them.
Right.
Now that's changed. But I do believe how we get to the point where we can do all those things, the opening. I think the first 25% of a relationship is what's changed in the 21st century. What do you think?
Well, that's a really good point. I think it has. I think that people are, companies are looking more for trusted business advisors.
Yep.
And relationships long term.
Rather than somebody just knocking the door and.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Pitch, spiel, and feature dump is the part that's really out.
We
have buyers out there that are almost professional buyers at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
they know our product better than we do.
The product of the month is the thing of the past.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. The funny thing is, the people who really are frightened of sales, don't want to do it, don't respect it, are usually, when they're put in that position, the ones that give the pitch and the spiel.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are good at it, and good at it means taking an idea, putting it in your brain, and making you feel like you thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, a very subtle and simple approach. They're so good at it, you don't know what's happening.
Don't you think that the thing that we've got to do is to get over our fear of asking people what they want, for fear that they're going to tell us what they want is not something we can do. Don't we need to get over that fear?
Sure. As a matter of fact, if we had an injection and I lined up 100 people who didn't want to sell and I said, listen, I'm going to teach you a lot of things, but I'm going to give you an injection and all it's going to do is equip you to handle rejection, I think we'd immediately convert 80% of those people standing there, because that's the part that hurts the most. The accountant doesn't get rejected like the salesperson does.
Right, right. Rob, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after the hour. Rob Jolliss is our guest and our good friend, the author of The Way of the Road Warrior. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you can. And, well, actually, go ahead and do it today. You won't regret it. It comes every week on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And be sure to check out our blog there as well. Rob Jolliss is our guest, and he has got lots of stuff that he's contributed to our website over the years. And, Rob, give us your website, too, please.
It's www.jolliss.com. There's also a second website, wayoftheroadwarrior.com, that just pertains to the Road Warrior book.
But we can find your books there at jolliss.com, can't we? And
sure.
And
you can find them at the bookstores and Amazons and all sorts of stuff.
Right. Check that out, folks. Rob, we're talking about getting our salespeople ready for the 21st century. How do we make this happen? How do we tell them? What are your ideas on how we can say, okay, the stuff that you know about selling, go ahead and use it. Just don't lead with it. We've got to come up with a new opener. Well, how do we do that?
Well, I actually have a great exercise I put people through, because sometimes you really, it's like children. You know, we have to let them kind of make that mistake and swing back. But we don't want it to make that mistake at the expense of the company or at the expense of a client. So I actually, one of the greatest exercises a manager, if you're listening, could do is just take a tape recorder, stick it in front front of any salesperson and tell them, go ahead and sell me anything you want. Let's not even sell our product. Let's sell whatever, a pen, a computer. Just sell it to me. And these are usually people that are really kind of anti-sales, and oh, I hate salespeople. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they'll give their spiel, they'll give their pitch, then I double back. Now, I've got that recorded in my hip pocket. We'll double back and say, just tell me someone that you do respect in sales. What do you like about them? And they'll say, oh, they were honest, they're empathetic, they really care about the client. And then we ask them, how do you think they do that? And they pause and they struggle, and finally we kind of extract. They ask questions and listen, and we say, okay, play your tape back and just put a mark down for every question you ask, and then put a mark down on the other side for every statement you make. And when we see ratios of 8, 10, 15 to 1 statements over questions,
right,
now we have a lasting lesson of somebody kind of grabbing their own head and going, my goodness, I see the problem, and the problem's me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lasting lesson. It really, it's one that I like. I just don't want to get up in front of an audience and say, you need to ask questions and listen.
Right.
People yawn and figure that you're talking to somebody else.
Well, then you and also you and I were taught then to take it to the next level, which is to break down the kinds of questions you ask.
Oh, yes.
Do you
now
ask?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Now that we understand that that the more the client talks, the more they like us, absolutely. Now we have questions designed to create trust. Then we have questions when we've earned the right to create urgency. And we have questions that are designed to test decision points and confirm information. But everything that we do, ironically, isn't done with the pitch or the spiel.
Right.
It's done by leading the client to the solution. And that's what takes a little bit of work.
And not and asking and knowing that there are questions that get information,
mm-hmm,
and there are questions that get a yes or a no, and don't use one when you want the other.
Yeah, well, and that yes or no is probably the oldest lesson in sales and the most forgotten, which is, again, open questions, questions that can't be answered with yes or no. I'm not on the line to interrogate you.
Right.
I'm here to build a conversation, and I'm supposed to be listening. You know, Jim, I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but obviously I do a lot of work with Dean Witter and Smith Barney in the financial industry, and you know the bank, and I probably work with them. But I don't know if you know, I've done 22 seminars in my career for NASA. I've trained over 1,100 hostage negotiators.
Wow.
650 polygraph examiners. These are people that need to take their idea and place it in the client's brain. It's
right.
Not necessarily has to be a financial rep. So when we talk about this, we need to open our mind, and that's the part of your show I missed this morning, but I'm glad you were talking about it. Of please, let's not think that everybody who sells is selling an automobile. We sell our children. We sell at the PTA.
That's right.
We sell everywhere we go, and when we do it right, we build relationships.
That's exactly right. And the key is, though, is to make sure that we all realize that why are we selling? We're selling because this other person has something we want. Maybe it's just approval. Maybe it's cash. Maybe it's their vote. Whatever it might be, they have something we want, and it's our job, and we think it's our job, to get them to agree with us.
Sure. And one more thing, let's make sure this is important. And we care. We care about the solution.
Yeah.
We have a passion for the solution. And when we don't care or think we have the wrong solution or lose our passion, we need to do something else. We need to stop selling. But when I know this will help Jim, it will, even though he's struggling with this, then my job is to help you. And I'm not sugarcoating this. I'm saying that's when Jim needs a push. You know, mm-hmm. After nobody fixes small problems, they usually fix big problems. It doesn't take a genius to sell a new car once you've dropped a transmission for $2,600. It takes talent to sell before that transmission breaks down and the car has 140,000 miles on it.
Right.
So that's my job, to get it fixed before it becomes a big problem.
Give us the website one more time.
www.jolles.com.
Rob, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure. The book is called The Way of the Road Warrior. Also, seminars and workshops. Also, customer-centered selling. He's just a one-man book machine. Thanks, Rob, for being here. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thanks, and also mental agility.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Right.
All right.
All at jolles.com. Thanks, Rob. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend, Dr. Bill Duckerberg, right after these messages, 29 after. Stay with us.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.